بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيستك العام أف عارف بالله رومي وقت تبريز دورة حضرت مولانا حكيم محمد أختر صاحب رحمه الله تعالى رحمة واسعة. تايتل گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. متبع سنت ہو بدعت سبھی بیزار ہو. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو. اتباع سنت نبوی سے دل سرشار ہو. نور تقوا سے سراپا نور تقوا سے سراپا حامل انوار ہو. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملہ. عاشق کامل کی بس ہے یہ علامت کاملہ. جا فدا کرنے کو ہر دم جا فدا کرنے کو ہر دم سر بکف تیار ہو. عاشق عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو یا. عشق سنت کی علامت ہر نفس سے ہو یا. خواہ رستا رہو خواہ رستا رہو گفتا رہو کردار ہو. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. صحبت مرشد کے نسبت تو آتا ہوگی مگر. صحبت مرشد سے نسبت تو آتا ہوگی مگر. اجتنا بے معصیت ہو اجتنا بے معصیت ہو ذکر کی تکرار ہو. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عشق کامل کی علامت یہ سنا کرتا ہوں. عشق کامل کی علامت یہ سنا کرتا ہوں. آشنا یار ہو آشنا یار ہو بیگانہ اغیار ہو. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دے نفس کو. ہے یہی مرضی خدا کی ہم مٹا دے نفس کو. گرچے وہ سارے جہاں کا گرچے وہ سارے جہاں کا بھی کوئی سردار ہو. عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. اس کی صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی. اس کے صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی.
بعمل کوئی محبت بعمل کوئی محبت کا عالم بردار ہو عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. جب کسی بندہ پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص جب کسی بندہ پہ ہوتا ہے خدا کا فضل خاص دم میں وہ نور ہوگا دم میں وہ نور ہوگا گرچہ وہ دنار ہو عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہیں یہ دوستو عمر بھر کا تجربہ اختر کہیں یہ دوستو گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے گر خدا چاہے تو پہلے عاشق ابرار ہو عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو. متبع سنت ہو اور بدعت سے بھی بیزار ہو عشق کا اے دوستو ہم سب کا یہ معیار ہو.
الحمد للہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا اما بعد. As mentioned by Maulana, the very beautiful bayan of our honorable Yasir Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqf Tabrizi Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat has titled this poem very beautifully that our object and purpose was Allah has sent us here for this very very special great gift. And if you want this great gift, how to attain it? And that is, kar khuda chahiye, to pehle aashiq-e abrar raho. Allah has sent us here to find Allah and to become the beloved of Allah. But in order to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like a pious servant has mentioned, Ya Allah, to find you and to get you is very, very difficult. But as our Dada Shaykh and our Shaykh has taught us that, ویسے تو اللہ والا بننا بہت مشکل ہے لیکن کسی اللہ والوں کے ہاتھ پکڑو پھر آسان نہیں ہوگا مزیدار ہوگا. سو یا حضرت has put it that if you want Allah رب العزت then first become the lover of the lovers of Allah تعالی become the lover of a true beloved of Allah سبحانہ وتعالی then you will learn how to love نبی اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and then only you will learn how to love Allah سبحانہ وتعالی. And this is the system of Allah Ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala has announced in the Qur'an Kareem, that all my beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam announced to your followers and to announce to my servants, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِ that say and announce, if you want the love of Allah, then what is the criteria? Just follow me. That is, follow the beautiful lifestyle of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every moment of our life, then yuhibbukum Allah, then you will become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not only Allah make you his beloved, Allah ta'ala will forgive all your sins. And not only forgive, Allah will change it into good. As Mawlana Rum rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned so beautifully, that, and our Shaykh explained, that to become a beloved is not easy. To be a lover is very easy. Any person can love a rose, whether you're good looking, you're not good looking, whether you're rich or poor, whatever color, creed, whatever language you talk, to be a lover is easy. But to be a beloved, you need qualities. And if I look at myself and all of us, if we just ponder that what qualities have we got that we can be beloved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِن نُطْفَةٍ. Does an insan ponder and think what we made you from? One dirty, filthy droplet of sperm, and then every hole in our body, only dirt comes out. If we don't make miswas, forget 2-3 days, for few namazas we don't make miswas. Even the wife will tell us, please, turn your face that side and talk. So there is no way, especially myself, the worst on the earth, there is no way that there is only any way that I can be and be a beloved. But to become a beloved, Allah has made it very easy. Just love might be my beloved. And the sign of love, al-muhibbu limay yuhibbu muti'un. It's easy to say, I love Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I love my Shaykh. But have I got that mizaj? Have I got that color of my Shaykh? That way that whatever they do, they see it through the eyes of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Which Allah Ta'ala wants. Whether it's dunya matters, whether it's dini matters. And that is what we have to have, that kind of eyes, that kind of, as Hazrat explained in this beautiful poem. So here Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy. Become the true ashik of our mashayikh, of our shaykh, and then that will give us, become the true ashik of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In every moment, we will be conscious and be worried, am I following the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And these are the real abrar, the true beloveds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat has put it so beautifully here, that we all have come here, Allah has brought us here to get this ishq. Ishq is the burning love of Allah. That under all circumstances, I'll give my life, but I won't sacrifice the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is the sign of this? Myself, we all will think, I will think I've got the love of Allah, but far from reality. Hazrat is giving us the criteria that measure ourselves. That ishq ka ae dosto, hum sab ka yeh me'yar ho. Muttabi sunnat ho, aur bidat se bhi bezaar ho. That, oh my friends, what is the criteria, what is the measuring stick as far as that you are getting the love of Allah. You are getting some ishq, you are getting an even droplets of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The criteria and the condition is, you must be a muttabi sunnah. That is, you must be every step of your life, from morning till night, from birth till death, from east to west, wherever you are, you are, your life must be according to the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that, all bidat se bezaar rahu. And Hazrat stressing it also, that when you are on sunnat, you will be away from bidat. But be on sunnat and don't try and change the sunnat of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stay very far away from any type of innovation. As we're living in a time, everybody want to say, no, it's not the time of the camel age. We're in a modern age. Allah Ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, Allah knew every age that's going to come. We have to be the lovers of every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how to follow the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in today's time? Be the lovers of our mashayikh, who are the true lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then we won't falter in this. We won't fall into bid'at. Otherwise, like Hazrat has said, and always explained, that our tasawwuf is ala min haj sunnah. Our tasawwuf is not that added any bid'at or any wrong custom that has come in. But our tasawwuf is according to the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this tasawwuf is not something new. The word may be new, but in the Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came and taught this to our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so that we all can learn. Mal ihsan. What is this ihsan? That now you do everything in the obedience of Allah, but in a beautiful way. And that we'll only learn from our shaykh and our mashayikh. And what is that? Ittiba'i sunnati nabawi se dil sarshar ho. Noor-e taqwa se sarapa hamil anwar hai. That not only you follow the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but you are extremely happy, you enjoy following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Like Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that even if there was no sawab or no reward for sunnah, whereas in this time and age, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us, man ahya sunnati inda fasadi ummati, falaw ajru miyati shaheed. Whoever will bring alive my sunnah in the time of fitna and fasad, and this is not corruption in the government, corruption in our own deen. That the value of deen, the value of sunnah leaves my life and leave our life. And we don't know the value of sunnah at this time just to bring a life, to practice on and simple sunnah which we think we are doing. If we just ponder, when I go out of the masjid, am I going out correctly? Am I wearing my shoes correctly? So these sunnah, if we bring it alive, 100 shaheed sawab. But as we learn from our Shaykh, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah used to say, even if there was no sawab, Just my beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam did this. What enjoyment you should do it. In every other lifestyle, every other way, you should just hate it. In other words, you have a dislike for it. And when will this come? Noor-e taqwa se sarapa hamil-e anwar hai. When we get this taqwa from our mashayikh, that is the love of Allah Ta'ala, and that fear of Allah, that Allah is so beloved, so kind. Every split moment Allah is taking care of me, more than my own parents, more than anybody. So all the time I must be worried. I must not make my Allah happy, for even unhappy. Aliyahu billah. Not make Allah unhappy for even one breath of mine. Not an atom of any dirt of the of sun must come into my heart. Then you'll be carrying the noor of Allah Akbar. Allahu nuru samawati wal ard. Then Allah Ta'ala will protect us and save us from all the bid'ahs and all going on to the wrong path. Then Hazrat further explains, Aashiq-e Kamil ki bas hai, ye alamat-e kamila. Ja fida karne ko har dam sar bakaf tayyar ho. That what is the sign of a complete, perfect aashiq? That is who you make your sheikh and see your sheikh, and alhamdulillah, we can't make enough shukr in this time and age. Allah has blessed us with such a sheikh and such mashayikh, that what is the complete, perfect sign of a true lover of Allah Ta'ala, that under any condition, he is ready to put his head on the tray, that oh Allah, give my head, but I won't break your command. People can say what they want to. People can say you are too hard. People can say you are an orthodox. But they know that we have to give, like Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, how they gave their lives to Nabi Akram sallallahu ta'ala sallam. They were prepared to obey Allah's command under any circumstances. They broke family ties. La tajidu qawma yu'minuna billah wal yawmi al-akhir yu'aduna man hada Allah rasula. These were such a people that Allah Ta'ala says, so measure your love of Allah accordingly, that you won't find in such people. When you get the love of Allah and you get the concern of akhirat, what's going to happen to me in the qabr? What's going to happen to me on the day of Qiyamah? Then those people who break the commands of Allah, it can be your own parents also, you'll have respect for them, but you won't follow their way of life. You'll give up, if need be, you'll have to give up family ties for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the pleasure of Allah ta'ala, wa ridwanu min Allahi akbar. That is the greatest thing we should be worried and concerned about. So Hazrat says further, ishq sunnat ki alamat har nafs se ho ayaan. Khaa wa raftar ho, guftar ho, kirdar ho. And this is what we have came here for our Islam. That our Islam, when we realize that I am a useless slave of Allah, I don't even know how to be an insan, first of all. So I have come here from my sheikh to learn how to become a human being, how to become an insan. Then I realized I didn't even know how to walk properly. I don't know how to talk properly. I don't know how to sit properly. And I don't know how to act properly. So when a person realizes, and Allah opened my heart first, that we're coming here for years, but nothing penetrating. We have to beg Allah Ta'ala all the time, and our sheikh make dua for our Islam. That what is the sunnah mayar, and what is the sunnah criteria that you got the love of Allah Ta'ala, and what is the sign that every breath of yours you are concerned that am I talking properly? In front of who I'm talking, in front of my elders, am I sitting properly? And everything, your attitude will change, your walking will change, your talking will change, and you realize all the time in which company I am, how to behave. And this will only get from the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise we'll be dreaming that I got the love of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat further explained, Sohbati murshid se nisbat to ata hogi magar istinabi maasiyat ho, zikr ki takrar ho. That Allah Ta'ala has opened the door to get nisbat, connection with Allah Ta'ala, by getting connected to a sheikh. Hazrat says, you become bi'ad of your sheikh, and you got love, but what will be still the blockage? You think you're getting connection with Allah Ta'ala, but on the one hand, we come regularly in the majlis, we'll even be paaband with our salah, but istinabi ma'asiyat. That the negative ibadat, we don't stay away. We're still casting evil glances, whether it's on the phone, whether it's whatever. So every breath of us, we have to stay away from the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. And be regular and punctual with our zikr of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that will give us the power through the barakat of our shaykh, that to stay away from guna. And to stay away from guna won't be easy, mazidar hoga. It will be enjoyable. You'll start hating, and a person will just think of our past and make a sincere tawbah, that how did I spend my life? How did I worry about also that the friends that are involved in sports, etc. Allah save me, all of us. So extremely important, as Hazrat mentions in another poem, Allahu Akbar, that a person thinks you're getting nisbat of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, but if you don't stay away from sin, your share can be second to none in the world. But you will be far away, you will be dreaming that you're getting close to Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala save me. And today we're living in the time that everything we just take it for granted. Sometimes we even, as Hazrat explained, we're doing good work also, but we must make a whole video about it. And we don't even think that the video is haram. And we're passing this video, and we are not only doing haram ourselves, we others are also doing haram. So Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, give us tawfiq to realize that we have to make sincere tawbah, begging Allah Ta'ala. And further, Hazrat says, iske kamil ki alamat, ye suna karta hu, aashnai yaar ho, begana aghyaar ho. That what is another sign of the perfect, complete love of Allah Ta'ala? That Hazrat says, I always mention it in my bayan. And Hazrat also teaches us all the time, that every moment, you'll be just thinking of your beloved. And who is our beloved? Allah Rabbul Izzat. And who has linked us to our beloved? You'll think of your Shaykh. Our Shaykh has taught us this. Whatever environment you are, and where it comes from, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that's kind of, wherever you will be, you'll just think. Then you don't have to find out, can I do this or not? Hazrat taught us, we should not be doing this. We shouldn't be doing this. And begana akhyaru. And what is besides Allah Ta'ala, and besides the love of Allah Ta'ala, we'll just stay away from that. The whole world can say, no, it's a different occasion. There's no different occasion. Jis fiza mein bhi ho, jahan mein bhi ho, taqwa salamat rahe, sunnat ke paband. Wherever I can be, in the plane alone, or wherever, Allah Ta'ala is with me. And I have to be all the time worried, Allah must not be unhappy. And for that I have to be following the sunnat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey, yahi marzi khuda ki hum mitade nafs ko, garche wo sare jahan ka bhi koi sardar ho. And what is the real essence of the soul? That I must annihilate myself. Realize I'm a non-entity in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is not in need of us. And where am I fit to be even sitting in this majlis? I'm a non-entity. So a person has to be annihilate himself. Allahu Akbar. We see Hazrat Khwaja Aziz al-Hasan Mazdub rahmatullah alayhi, and all the great mashayikh who went to Hazrat Tani rahmatullah alayhi. What they said, mita dijiye, please annihilate us, take us all that is filled in my heart, this pride or this ujub, I'm already somewhere. And everybody is also carrying on. No, I'm nowhere. I'm not even a speck in the creation of Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says, even if Allah can make you a big king, and we see Sulaiman alayhi salam, the king of the whole world, Allah even taught him the language of the ants. And when he heard the ants talking and giving da'wah to one another, save yourself. Sulaiman alayhi salam won't even know you there. And by mistake he trampled you. Then Allahu Akbar, immediately he said, Rabbi awzi'ni an ashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi wa ala walidayya wa na'mala sawiyan tarah wa khilli bi rahmatika fi ibadika salihin. Oh Allah, this is not my kamal, it's only your favor. Give me tawfiq that every moment I realize, every split second I'm loving by your karam. It's only your favor that you granted me this honor, even the language of the ants and all the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And what is that shukr I should make? And you granted me such parents that guided me on this path. When amala san afali an tarza, and I do that good deed that you are pleased with. And after that also don't think that my good deeds is accepted. وَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِينَ. Oh Allah, only out of your mercy, just count me among the pious servants. A Nabi of Allah is making this. So where do I stand in the court of Allah Ta'ala? اس کو صحبت سے نہیں کچھ فائدہ ہوگا کبھی. بے عمل کوئی محبت کا عمل علمدار علمبردار ہو. Hazrat says that you won't get any benefit from the sohbat of our sheikh or you, any sheikh that you are following, that you are not practicing on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obeying the commands of Allah ta'ala. Outwardly you can be claiming, I love my sheikh and I'm following, we can even be dressing like that. But Allah ta'ala knows our public life, our private life. Every moment we have to be worried, am I following and am I getting colored in the color of my mashayikh, of my sheikh? And that is the life of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jab kisi banda pe hota hai khuda ka fazl khas, dam mein wo zun noor hoga, gar che wo zun naar ho. Allah. Hazrat says, when Allah's special favor is upon any servant of His, like our mashayikh, that every moment they'll be in noor, that is, in the thoughts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet they will think that we are not worth anything. And they will be worried, oh Allah, please enter us into Jannat out of your mercy. Otherwise we are not even worth any step. So Allah ta'ala grants us the reality, and Hazrat finally gives us the essence of His whole life. And what a life, that from childhood Hazrat is in the company of the true mashayikh, the true friends of Allah ta'ala. And what Hazrat has given, the ish, the true love of Allah ta'ala, and till today is spreading throughout the world. Umar bar ka tajruba, ye akhtar ka hai, ye dosto, gar khuda chahiye, to pehle aashiq e abrar ho. Hazrat is giving a prescription that, oh my friend, I'm giving you the essence of my experience of life, a whole life of mine, over 80 years. If you want Allah Rabbul Izzat sincerely, then first become the true lover of the Abrar, the pious servants of Allah. And a lover is, you just follow your beloved. Don't ask questions. And that was the real sum total of the ulama-i Dioban. They say we are under the taqleed of our elders. That we just follow our elders blindly, because they don't just follow anybody. They follow their mashayikh. And it went till Sahaba and till Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah give me all of us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد in the chapter on sabr, Hazrat Amir rahmatullah has mentioned different forms of sabr a person can make in his deen. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha says that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, a person who struggles in the recitation of the Quran on account of his inability to recite properly will gain a double reward from Allah Ta'ala. So he's struggling, he's making sabr, but he's reading Quran Sharif, get double sawab. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved deed to Allah Ta'ala is such a deed on which there is constancy, even if the deed is little. It is quite evident that sabr is required in being constant in practicing a deed. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anha narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jahannam is veiled in pleasures and delights, while Jannah is veiled in difficulties and hardships. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a Muslim's sins are forgiven whenever he is overtaken by hardship and difficulty, even if it be a thorn which pricks him. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a man who remains with sabr and with the niyat of thawab and reward at a place overtaken by an epidemic and believing that only what Allah has decreed will happen, will attain the thawab which is a shaheed, which a shaheed attains. He will get the reward of martyrdom. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah ta'ala will give Jannah in return for the two eyes on which patience was exercised. This hadith refers to a man losing his sight. Blindness is indeed a great hardship. Sabr in this difficulty will be rewarded with Jannah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu raised that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Ta'ala says, there is nothing but Jannah for the one who is patient and hopes for thawab when it takes away someone beloved to him. That is, when somebody passes away. Sabr is of great merit, especially on occasions of death of near and dear ones. Hazrat Abu Musa Ash'ari radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that Allah Ta'ala orders the angel to erect a special mansion in Jannah for the one who will exercise patience and praise Allah Ta'ala when an infant has passed away. The name given to such a special palace in Jannah is called Baytul Hamd. So So when someone passes away, normally we say Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. But this hadith says you must say Alhamdulillah first. Alhamdulillah and then Inna Lillahi wa Inna Ilayhi Raji'un. Allah will give a palace of Jannat called Baytul Hamd. Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu anhu narrated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala loves three people to whom He directs His special gaze of mercy. Among the three, one is a man who is prepared to sacrifice his life in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Whether he actually loses his life, or Allah Ta'ala grants him victory. In regard to such a person, Allah Ta'ala says, look at the servant of mine, how he has dedicated his life to my cause. Sufficient narrations have been cited to indicate the significance and the great virtue and importance of sabr. Now inshallah, the quality of shukr will be explained. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring within us these qualities.